Welcome to Shomer Shavan Dav, your sponsor, Lunishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom Nav Asitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches. The Gemara in Dalef, towards the end of the Amud, speaks about what is the Rosh Hashanah of Echad B'Tishrei. And the Gemara brings, according to one explanation, that it is Ledin. What does it mean, Ledin? Rashi explains that on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges whatever is going to happen throughout the year. And the Gemara learns from the pasuk that says, "Mireish is a shana ve'adach is shana," that for the beginning of the year is judge will be in the end of the year. Now this pasuk that speaks about Mireish is shana ve'adach is shana is speaking about Eretz Yisrael. It says, "Ein Hashem elokecha bo," the eyes of Hashem is there. Mireish is a shana ve'adach is shana. It's specifically speaking about Eretz Yisrael. What is the connection of Eretz Yisrael to Yom Medina Rosh Hashanah? Well, why is the pasuk that tells us about Rosh Hashanah is in the parsha of Eretz Yisrael? But there's another nekuda over here. The Sfasem already points out that we are going to have a Mishnah Lekamonet after Zayin that says that on Rosh Hashanah everybody passes in front of him Kivnei Morin. It says over there, there's Yom Adin, and Kadosh Baruch Hu judges each individual. So we do have already a Gemara, a Kamon, a Mishnah speaking about it. And here, it sounds in the Gemara, there's only one Mandomar that agrees that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Din. How does that fit with the Gemara there? We have a Gemara in Daf Yudalev that speaks about the Din of Rosh Hashanah, according to one Mandomar. How does that fit? And I would add to the point of the Sfasemis, that if you look throughout the Masechta, this is the one source, the Torah, the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. And this source is brought down, Agav Urcha. By the way, we're speaking about what it says in the Mishnah, that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. And we mention, what does it mean Rosh Hashanah? Gemara brings a few options, and one of them is Ledin. This is where we bring the Ikar Rosh Hashanah, where our avoid Rosh Hashanah. We sit in shul and everybody cries with a sana toikif. And there he speaks about Yom Medina Rosh Hashanah. This is the source. Over here in the middle of a different sugya, that's what we talk about. The fact that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Medina, and the whole avoid of Rosh Hashanah depends on this. So, the answer of the Sfasemis really gives us a key to this. The Sfasemis says, there's no argument that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Medina. But the question is, what exactly the Yom Adin is for? And the chiddush of the Gemara over here is that the Yom Adin Rosh Hashanah is for the entire year. It's not only Rosh Hashanah that is a one-day process that goes maybe till Sesame Tshuva, but it's the process that is effective and reflective to the entire year. We're going to have a Gemara Lekamon that brings a Machlokes regarding if the exactly to what extent we have a Din of Rosh Hashanah. There's a Mandoma that holds the din every day. And the Mefarshim there explain it. Doesn't mean that they disagree with the din of Rosh Hashanah. But it's a more generic din. It's not a din which is more specific. Our Gemara wants to say that every moment of the year is already including Rosh Hashanah. And this is the Tzlach points out. Because when we're speaking about the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, that we talk about, is we talk about things that have a process of a year. And the question is, when does the process begin? When we say that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, what does it mean? It means that the year of the king, the entire year, starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if so, what starts Rosh Hashanah and ends in the end of the year? Yom Adin says that Tzach is only one day. But according to the Hedgish of the Sfasemis, the idea is that Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush of the Gemara here is the Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Adin. It is a process for the entire year. The entire year is included in this day. And we, seemingly, this is something that everybody accepted. And email, that's why we always talk about Rosh Hashanah as a day that the entire Shana depends on it. But that is, this Gemara is not the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah only. It's a Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah speaks about the entire year. It's effective. It's a one day that influences the whole thing. And email, we can understand why it's brought down in the Pesukim of Eretz Yisrael. As Kayadua, Eretz Yisrael is the source of all the influences in the world. Mitzion Michlal Yoifi Elokim Rifia. From Tzion, there's an influence of the whole world. The Medrash brings that Shlomo HaMelech knew which pipeline goes from Yerushalayim to Africa, and he was able to plant trees that grow only in Africa in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the source of everything in the world, not only spiritually, obviously, but also physically. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the Ashpa from that point, from that moment, from that source to the entire world. We spoke about it also in Yuma, when it speaks about Evan Shtia Shemena Hushtas Oilam, the world starts in Yerushalayim, and always everything comes to Yerushalayim. Everything comes from Eretz Yisrael is the source. So in Mele, now we understand the connection. We speak about Rosh Hashanah as the source for the entire year. And this, we have a comparison to Eretz Yisrael, that's the source of the entire world. That's the topic of our sugya over here. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.